38-18.4. A botanical plague is devastating a planet in the quadrant of the galaxy where the Enterprise is operating at present. It threatens to destroy the vegetation on the entire planet, leaving it uninhabitable. The Federation orders were proceeding at top warp speed to the planet Ardana, where the only known source of xenite exists. It is the one substance that can halt the plague.
Captain, the High Advisor of Ardana is ready to receive you on Stratus, sir.
On Stratus? That's their cloud city, isn't it, Mr. Smart?
It is, Captain.
Well, there must be some mistake. Do you have the coordinates to the mine entrance available?
They've already been provided to the transport officer, Captain, along with those of the council chamber of the High Advisor.
Kirk, to transporter room.
Ready to transport, Captain.
Mr. Scott, are you locked in on the mine entrance or on their cloud city, Stratus?
The mine entrance. That's what you ordered, Captain.
Fine. Uhura, tell the High Advisor that we request to dispense with the welcoming ceremonies due to the emergency, that we're beaming directly down to the mine entrance in order to ensure the fastest possible delivery of the xenite. The need is urgent.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Spock, come with me. Oh, and tell them that we appreciate the honor and that we look forward to some visit in the future.
Aye, sir.
Stratus, Captain. City actually floating in the sky.
Looks as tranquil as its reputation
in it. It is one of the most interesting metropolises in the galaxy. Have you ever visited here, Captain?
Once. I didn't have time to look around.
I've never had the opportunity. However, I hear its art forms are incomparable.
Yes, art is the population's chief occupation.
It is a totally intellectual society. All forms of violence have been eliminated.
There's the mine entrance. The xenite consignment should have been there. I don't understand it. Those troglite miners were supposed to have made delivery when we beamed down.
Perhaps there is another entrance, Captain.
Perhaps.
Troglites have changed their minds about delivery.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. What's the meaning of this attack?
Interference breeds attack, Captain. Come on.
We're here by permission of your government council on an emergency mission.
Move on, Captain.
Truck lights, halt! Surrender or we'll fire!
Are you harmed, gentlemen?
No, just a little shaken up.
I'm Placis, High Advisor of the Planet Council.
Captain Kirk, Enterprise, my first officer, Mr. Spock.
Greetings, Mr. Advisor.
My regrets for the unpleasantness of your welcome to Ardana.
It was rather warm.
Unfortunately, violence is habitual with the troglites. But I assure you, this insult will not go unpunished.
Well, I'm more concerned with the Xenite consignment. Why wasn't it in its specified location?
Apparently, the disruptors have confiscated it just as I knew they would.
The disruptors? Who are they?
A small group of troglite malcontents. All the other troglites are completely dominated by them. It's the disruptors who are responsible for their refusal to continue mining for Xenite.
They agreed to the delivery. Your council assured us of it.
They agreed, obviously, as a ruse to get valuable hostages.
Hostages? For what purpose?
To force the council to meet their demands. Organize a search party immediately and find the Xenite consignment. Meanwhile, Captain, I would suggest that you and First Officer Spock be our guests on Stratus.
Very well. I do hope the search will be brief, Mr. Advisor.
We'll do everything possible to make it so. Come, Jeff.
Finest example of sustained anti-gravity elevation I've ever seen.
The Sentinel told me of our honored guests, my father. I came to extend greetings.
A most gracious act. Gentlemen, one of our planet's most incomparable works of art. My daughter, Droxine. Captain James Kirk.
Pleasure, madam.
Indeed, yes, Captain.
And First Officer Spock.
I have never before met a Vulcan, sir.
Nor I a work of art, madam.
Come, gentlemen, there is much to see in our city. This is our council gallery. It is open to all city dwellers. We have some of the finest of our various art forms assembled here for the viewing and contemplation of every... Disruptors again!
How dreadful! They're despoiling the whole city.
Despoil? For what purpose?
By keeping us in constant turmoil. They hope to force the council to accede to their demands.
What are the demands?
Completely unreasonable, Captain. But nothing you need be concerned with.
I must concern myself with it if it should interfere with the delivery of Xenite to Merrick II.
Mr. Advisor, the plant life is the source of oxygen on that planet. Obviously, if all plant life is destroyed, the humanoid life will follow.
I assure you, gentlemen, you will get what you came for.
I hope so. Ardana is a member of the Federation, and it is your council's responsibility that nothing interferes with its obligation to another member of the Federation.
Of course, and we accept the responsibility.
But why do they destroy art forms? That is a loss to everyone.
Art means nothing to the disruptors. This is the only form they understand. The disturbances accompanying your arrival have been most wearying. No doubt you would like to rest.
That would be most welcome, Mr. Advisor.
Chambers have been prepared for you. A sentinel will guide you to them.
Sorry they were so poorly treated on their first visit to our planet.
It's fortunate that they were not seriously hurt.
Oh, yes, that would have been dreadful.
Further violence could create grave difficulties between Ardana and the Federation.
The disruptors must be mad to attack two such charming strangers.
They grow more daring and determined every day. Now they seek to find allies in the galaxy.
Do you think that Captain Kirk and his very attractive officer will feel that we're responsible for their injuries?
All this time I thought you were worried about our diplomatic relations.
Apologies, Mr. Advisor, but this troglite was apprehended leaving the city. He is without a transport card, so we thought you would want to question him.
Remove his shields. What is your business in Stratos, troglite? Speak! I command you.
My business is to repair.
Repair what?
There are damaged entrance panels.
Indeed. Then you must have a repair permit. Where is it?
It was forgotten.
Did you also forget your transport card?
It was lost when your sentinels attacked me.
And where was your cavern implement lost? Could this perhaps be it?
I came to make repairs.
And you shall make them. By giving us the names of the disruptors.
I know nothing.
I would advise you to increase your knowledge.
That is not possible for a troglite. The Strato City dwellers have said it.
Secure him to the rostrum. How unfortunate. How unfortunate.
This troubled planet is a place of the most violent contrasts. Those who receive the rewards are totally separated from those who shoulder the burdens. It is not a wise leadership. Here on Stratos, everything is incomparably beautiful and pleasant. The High Advisor's charming daughter, Droxine, particularly so. The name Droxine seems appropriate for her. I wonder, can she retain such purity and sweetness of mind and be aware of the life of the people on the surface of the planet? There, the harsh life in the mines is instilling the people with a bitter hatred. The young girl who led the attack against us when we beamed down was filled with the violence of desperation. If the lovely Droxine knew of the young miner's misery, I wonder how the knowledge would affect her.
You had accompanied Captain Kirk to the rest chamber.
Your movements awakened me.
My apologies. I did not realize they would disturb you.
Only Vulcan ears would find the noise discernible.
It seems that Vulcans are fascinatingly different in many ways.
The same may be said of Stratos inhabitants.
Vulcan eyes are very discerning, too. I hear that, intellectually, Vulcans are as highly evolved as Stratos City dwellers.
We do pride ourselves on our logic.
Lightly, Captain.
Yes, duty is a good teacher.
I see you've changed your dressmaker.
Release me!
So you can attack me again? That would be foolish.
Call the guards if you're afraid, Captain.
I'm not afraid. In fact, I found this rather enjoyable.
I do not.
All right. I'll make a deal with you. You answer some questions, and I'll let you out.
What questions?
Your word first.
I will answer.
You only take a mate once every 7 years?
The 7-year cycle is biologically inherent in all Vulcans. At that time, the mating drive outweighs all other motivations.
And is there nothing that can disturb that cycle? Mr. Spock?
Extreme feminine beauty is always disturbing, madam.
Spock?
I did not come here to kill you, Captain.
Then why this?
To take you hostage.
Am I intruding, Captain?
Vana.
Droxine.
Why have you come here?
To welcome our honored guests, as I was taught to do when I served in your father's household.
Has she injured you, Captain?
No, not at all. In fact, her visit was quite enlightening.
Oh?
Yes, it seems the Troglites are under the impression that the Enterprise is here to intimidate them.
Send a sentinel to the rest chamber immediately.
It is not impression, Captain. It is the truth.
We're here to get that Xenite consignment, and that's it.
Starships do not transport cargo.
In times of emergency, they do anything. And believe me, this botanical plague is an emergency.
Lies will not keep the Troglites in the caverns, and neither will your starship.
You talk like a disruptor, Van.
I speak for my people. They have as much right to the clouds as the Stratus dwellers.
The Stratos is for advisors and studiers. What would Troglites do here?
Live. In the sunlight and warmth, as everyone should.
The caverns are warm, and your eyes are not accustomed to light. Just as your minds are not accustomed to logic.
Unaccustomed to light and warmth. That's necessary to all humanoids. Surely you don't deny it to the Troglites.
The Troglites are workers, Captain. Oh, surely you must be aware of that. They mine xenite for shipment, till the soil. Those things cannot be done here.
In other words, they perform all the physical toil necessary to maintain Stratus.
That is their function in our society.
But they are not allowed to share its advantages.
How can they share what they do not understand?
They can be taught to understand, especially in a society that prides itself in enlightenment.
The complete separation of toil and leisure has given Ardana this perfectly balanced social system, Captain. Why should we change it?
The surface of the planet is almost unendurable. To restrict the segment of the population to such hardship is unthinkable in an evolved culture.
The surface is marred by violence, like the Troglites. Here in Stratos, we have completely eliminated violence.
You still refuse to disclose the names of the other disruptors?
There are no disruptors.
Very well, if you prefer the rays.
The
Troglite is an abbreviation of an ancient Earth term, Captain. Its technical translation is cave dweller.
Yes, I should have realized.
Mr. Advisor. You said you were going to question Fauna, not torture her.
She's stubborn. And as you yourself pointed out, Captain, the search for your Xenite consignment must be short.
Surely there are better methods than this.
Physical discomfort is extremely persuasive, Captain.
Yes, but I won't stand by while someone is tortured.
Is it preferable to spare Vanna and allow an entire planet to be destroyed?
Violence, in reality, is quite different from theory, is it not, madam?
But what else can they understand, Mr. Spock?
All the little things you and I understand and expect from life, such as equality, kindness, justice.
Troglites are not like stratus dwellers, Mr. Spock. They're a conglomerate of inferior species. The abstract concepts of an intellectual society are beyond their comprehension.
The abstract concepts of loyalty and leadership seem perfectly clear to Vanna.
A few troglites are brought here as retainers. Vanna was one of them, as are the Sentinels. They've received more training than the others.
But obviously no more consideration.
I fail to see the purpose of this continued criticism.
The only way you'll use that device again is on one of us.
An imposing display of primitive gallantry, gentlemen. You realize, of course, that the Sentinels could remove you.
Of course. But Starfleet Command won't take kindly to having either rays or physical force used against one of its command personnel, Mr. Advisor.
Why are you so concerned with this disruptor's well-being?
Beyond plain humanitarianism, my orders are to get that Xenite.
Then stop interfering and I'll get it for you.
You won't get it through torture.
We will get it for you and in our own way. Remove the prisoner to confinement quarters. You will return to your ship at once. Or I shall contact your Starfleet Command myself and report your interference with this planet's government.
Kirk Enterprise.
Enterprise, Captain.
Mr. Scott, we're ready to beam up.
Aye, sir.
Appears again.
Kill him. Captain's log, stardate 5819.0. More than 8 hours have passed since the consignment of Xenite disappeared, and we have still found no trace of it. We've received word from Merrick 2 that the botanical plague is spreading rapidly. Delivery of the Xenite is imperative within 12 hours, or all life on the planet will be annihilated.
Lieutenant Averoff, advise Starfleet Command
that the Xenite has not been delivered. In my opinion, Plass's method of accomplishing delivery will not succeed. If the Xenite is not delivered shortly, I shall have to violate Plass's order of non-interference.
Win the confidence of the troglite leader with the use of reason.
It may not be easy, Jim. Medical analysis indicates the troglites are mentally inferior.
That's impossible, Bones. The troglites have accepted personal sacrifice, a common cause. Mentally inferior beings are incapable of that.
Look, I've checked my findings thoroughly. Their intellect ratings are almost 20% below average.
But they're all the same species. Those who live on Stratus and those who live below all originated on the planet. Their physical and mental evolution must be similar. That is basic biological law.
That's true, Spock. But obviously the ancestors of those who live on Stratus removed themselves from the environment of the mines. Therefore, they avoided the effects of certain natural growths.
Natural growths? What kind?
Well, I had this Xenite sample sent up from the surface. Now, unsealed, it would have had detrimental effects on everybody here.
Incredible. Xenite is shipped all over the galaxy, wherever there's danger of plant bacteria. No side effects have ever been reported.
There are none after it's refined. But in its raw state, it emits an odorless, invisible gas that retards the intellectual functioning of the mind and heightens the emotional. Therefore, it releases a violent reaction.
And the mines are full of that gas.
That's right. And the triglyphs are constantly exposed to it.
Bones. The disruptors, Vanna. It seems impossible. They've outwitted a highly organized scientific culture for months.
As part of the staff of Stratos, Vanna was removed from exposure for a long period. It is likely that without such exposure, the effect slowly wears off.
That's right, Spock. The other disruptors were probably removed from the exposure, too.
Does the brain return to normal?
According to findings, it should.
Can you neutralize the gas?
No, but a filter mask should remove the exposure.
Find one. Meet us in the transporter room. This mask automatically eliminates all substance injurious to humanoid life, chemical as well as bacterial. We've used these filter masks frequently on...
And do you really expect me to believe that that mask can achieve intellectual equality for the troglites?
There's every indication that the effect of the gas is temporary, even after repeated exposure.
How can a mere filter accomplish what centuries of evolution have failed to do?
Dr. McCoy has analyzed the Xenite thoroughly. We've checked his findings through the computer, and they're absolutely valid.
And do your computers explain how my ancestors, who also dwelt in caverns, evolved sufficiently to erect Stratos, while the troglites did not?
Unequal evolution did not begin until after your ancestors removed themselves from constant exposure to the gas, Mr. Advisor.
Preposterous.
There's no time to argue about the findings now. I simply propose to tell Vanna all about them.
I doubt whether even Vanna will believe such nonsense.
This nonsense might mean a great deal to the troglites. I would like to offer them a supply of these filter masks in exchange for the Xenite consignment.
I'm sorry, Captain. Such an offer could only cause more unrest among them. I cannot allow it until our scientists have checked the findings.
But that could take days.
Are you afraid the filter masks will work? Is that why you don't want the troglites to try them?
You are here to complete an emergency mission, not conduct tests, Captain.
I am here to get that Xenite. If these will help me get them, then I'll use them.
And I forbid it. Your Federation orders do not entitle you to defy local governments. This communication has ended.
My diplomacy is somewhat inadequate.
Well, it's pretty hard to overcome prejudice.
Doesn't give us much choice, does it?
Nor much time. We have 10 hours and 40 minutes to deliver that consignment to Merak 2.
Beam me down to Vanna's confinement quarters.
You mean you're going back to Stratos against government orders?
If Vanna doesn't have something definite to gain for her people, she'll die rather than turn over that Xenite consignment. This is the only thing that might convince her.
Captain, if you are apprehended, deliberately violating the High Advisor's orders, he will be within his rights to have you executed if he chooses.
If you're about to suggest that you contact Vanna, the answer is negative, Spock. That goes for you too, Bones.
Allow me to point out that a first officer is more expendable than either a doctor or a captain.
Officially, yes, but this mission is strictly unofficial. Nobody's to have any part in it, any responsibility for it, but myself. That's an order, Spock.
You have the call. Stand by till I contact you.
A gift. There's a dangerous gas in the mines that affects the development of the troglites exposed to it for a period of time. This mask will prevent any further damage.
Gas from Xenite?
Yes.
It's hard to believe that something which is neither seen nor felt can do so much harm.
That's true. But an idea can't be seen or felt. And that's what's kept the troglites in the mines all these centuries. A mistaken idea.
Would all the troglites wear these masks?
Yes. I'll see to it that the Federation engineers construct them.
Suppose Plasus does not agree.
Plasus is not the whole government.
That is true. But the city council will not listen to troglites.
As soon as the Xenite is delivered to Merrick II, I'll come back. I'll request permission to mediate for the troglites. Vanna, you must trust me. I give you my word.
Centuries ago, Stratos was built by leaders that gave their word.
that all inhabitants would live there. The Troglites are still waiting.
The Zenite can be delivered in a few hours. You won't have long to wait now.
Hours can be centuries, just as words can be lies.
Vana, you must trust me. If you don't, millions of people will die, a whole planet. This Zenite is all that can save them. This filter mask is all that can save the Troglites. Trust me. Please.
Very well, Captain. I will trust you. The consignment lies deep in the mines, in a place known only to Troglites. I cannot direct you. I must take you there. You asked for my trust, Captain. Are you unwilling to give yours? It's the Sentinel with my refreshment.
You have returned.
And I've brought with me a hostage. Seize him!
We had a bargain. Why did you break it?
Did you really think I would trust you, Captain? I'm not such a fool.
I trusted you.
You thought you would trick me with your talk of your filter and your unseen gas. I don't believe you any more than Placis does.
Then you are a fool. These masks will free you, just as I said.
Our weapons are our freedom. And you've just furnished me with two very valuable ones. Yourself and this.
Holding me won't help you. My men will still come for that Zenite consignment.
Without your communicator, you will be hard to locate.
They'll still come.
Perhaps. In the meantime, taste of our existence, Captain. Dig as the Troglites do. As the Troglites
do. Without that mask, I haven't...
Your bare hands, Captain.
Captain's Log Supplemental, Stardate 5819.3, First Officer Spock reporting. Captain Kirk beamed down to Stratos to attempt to win the confidence of the rebel Troglites. Unless he has made his escape from Stratos to the mines, his life is in danger from the High Advisor. The captain has not informed us of his progress. For our part, we must maintain silence. We can be of no help to him without jeopardizing his life.
You dig well, Captain. The unseen gas doesn't seem to be harming you.
It takes a while for its effects to be noticed.
Nevertheless, you won't be needing this. Anchor. Deposit this on the transport platform. So Placis will know we have something more valuable to bargain with than our mortes and thongs.
You are clever, Vanna. Very clever.
Searchers will be coming soon, Mydro. Go to the other mines and tell the Troglites to post watchers.
What of him?
I will see that he doesn't escape.
If we kill him, there will be no need to see.
A dead hostage is of no value, Mydro.
Only the Troglites will know.
I brought him here, and I will say what is to be done.
You are not the only disruptor. I, too, can say.
Can you do nothing but argue? The searchers will be here soon.
When Anka returns, we will all say.
Is that what you disruptors are bargaining for? The right to kill everyone?
Mydro is a child.
The masks can change that.
Return to the digging, Captain.
How long do you plan on keeping me here? Providing Mydros doesn't kill me, of course.
Until we have help in the mines. And our homes are in the clouds.
That's quite a while. Longer than I expected. From something that can't be seen? You astound me, Vala. Kirk Enterprise. Enterprise, come in. Kirk Enterprise. Enterprise, come in. Kirk Enterprise.
Spock here. We've been trying to make contact, Captain. Is anything wrong?
Nothing, Mr. Spock. Are you locked in on me?
Locked in and ready to beam up consignment.
Circumstances dictate a slight variation, Spock.
Standing by for instructions.
Hold on these coordinates. Locate the High Advisor and beam him to these coordinates immediately. Without advance communication. Repeat. Without advance communication. Have you got that, Spock?
Instructions clear. I shall carry them out immediately. Spock out.
You would seal Plasus here also? For what purpose?
I am preparing a demonstration on the effects of unbelieved gas.
Leave the High Advisor down without warning, did he say?
That's not an exact quote, Mr. Scott. However, it does express the thought.
I'd like to see the Advisor's face.
You'll have that opportunity.
The Captain did say immediately, did he not?
Now that is an exact quote. Mr. Scott, and I suggest you handle the transporter yourself. This could be very delicate as a problem in transporting for us and in diplomacy for the captain.
Aye.
Something's upsetting you, Droxy.
No, Father.
What is it? Tell me.
No, really, I'm not upset. I was just standing here looking into space, wondering whether or not he would return.
He will never return, I've seen to that.
But the Xenite is so important to him. We must have it.
It will be delivered. If we have to kill every troglite below, it will be delivered.
By that time, it may be too late. Perhaps he does have a method.
He knows nothing, except how to destroy our power and our society. I forbid you ever to speak of Captain Kirk, or even to think of him.
Transporter room to Mr. Spock.
Spock here.
I've locked into the coordinates of the Cloud City Council Gallery. Ready to transport the High Advisor.
We'll have to delay.
What's wrong?
I'm picking up two life forms in the gallery.
They are inseparably close to one another. We cannot transport one
without the other.
Did you say the word immediately was an exact quote of the Captain's order?
Precisely, Mr. Scott.
Well, what are we going to do anything about it?
Until the High Advisor is alone or can be isolated, the Captain will have to wait. Unless you have an alternative.
I'll give it further thought.
There, I wasn't thinking of Captain Kirk. It's the one with those exquisitely shaped ears. His name is Spock. He's the one I was thinking about. Did you know that he has the most incredibly sensitive hearing? Why, I almost believe that if I stood here and called out to him, he would hear my invitation to come and visit with us for a little while longer.
Oh, he's no better than his friend.
Shall we try?
What is it? The disruptor Vana has disappeared. Her guard was found half unconscious. He'd been attacked by Captain Kirk.
Where is Captain Kirk?
He did not know, sir. He did not regain his senses until I came to his aid.
This is the kind of reason they use to persuade us.
They are desperate.
I will hear no more defense of them.
I'm sure Mr. Spock would not behave so.
Leave here at once. Go to your music.
Father, are we so sure of our methods that we never question what we do?
Spock to transporter room.
Scott here.
Lock in on Council Gallery coordinates.
Locked in, sir.
Energized.
Aye, sir.
Energizing.
How are you doing, Mr. Scott?
Fine, Mr. Spock. The High Advisor is materializing on the platform.
Beam him down to Captain Kirk immediately.
Energizing, sir. He's on his way to the captain.
Good work, Mr. Scott.
The advisor looked mighty angry. I hope he doesn't give the captain too much trouble.
The captain will employ his usual diplomatic balm.
Abduction of a planet official is a serious crime. You will pay for this, I promise you.
Not until you're convinced of the effects of the Xenite gas, Mr. Advisor.
What effects? I've been here nearly an hour of your Earth time. You and Vanna even longer. I see no changes in any of us.
Perhaps you need closer exposure. Fill that container.
Are you suggesting that I dig Xenite?
I insist.
You will indeed pay for this.
You too, Vala.
You too. Dig!
Kirk here. What is it?
Contact check, Captain. It has been over an hour since your last communication.
Your orders are to stand by. I carry them out. Kirk out.
Standing by, Captain.
However, let me remind you, we have only 5 hours left.
It's very unlike the captain.
Can the Xenite be affecting him?
I grow faint. The oxygen is going.
She's right. Kirk, transport us out of here.
We'll leave when the gas has effect.
It will never take effect. Transport us out of here. Dick, imbecile, will die. I said Dick. I am High Advisor of all the planets. I will take no more orders.
One more step and I'll kill you.
The gas. Captain, you were right. It's taking effect. Captain, you were right.
Are you as brave with Morte as you are with a phaser?
Both will kill.
seen that gas has affected you. Captain! The cyanide gas!
Or even masks. I like the word protector much better. Don't you?
It is less technical, therefore less accurate, but perhaps more generally descriptive of the function.
It appears you have what you came for after all.
The captain will have his Z-Knight, just as I agreed.
Agreed? There's no such word in the troglite vocabulary.
The captain will have his Z-Knight.
No thanks to any agreement by you. It had to be obtained by force.
Because it is the only way we can obtain what is due us.
How about your education? Was that by force?
It served your purpose at the time.
You could have had those filters for all the good it will do you.
They will be very effective, sir. They've been severely tested, and the troglites will no longer suffer from retardation and emotional difficulties.
They will all be like her. Ungrateful, vindictive.
Yes. Our demands have just begun. Here is the Z-Knight, Captain. Just as I promised.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Stratus is so pleasant. So beautiful. I think I'm afraid to leave it.
There is great beauty in the knowledge that lies below. Only one way to really experience it.
I shall go to the mines. I no longer wish to be limited to the clouds. Is your planet like this one?
No. No, Vulcan is quite different.
Someday I should like to visit it.
Perhaps some form of mediation can be helpful in your difficulties. The Federation Bureau of Industrialization may be of aid to you.
I will tolerate absolutely no interference. You will not set foot here as long as I rule.
Believe me, sir, I have neither the time nor the desire to return here. Only answering your charges against me will force me back.
And I shall press them. You are guilty of abduction, Captain.
And you're guilty of attacking a starship commander and plotting against his life.
Captain! Perhaps both incidents are best forgotten.
Yes, Mom. They never happened, Mr. Advisor. Spock, let's get that Z-Knight delivered. I believe we only have 3 hours left.
2 hours, 59 minutes to be exact, Captain.
Kirk Enterprise. Kirk Enterprise. Mr. Scott, beam us up.